You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Music of the Stars, we're back. Carl Foreman, 1963. The Victors.
Reason why the band is playing. They're the victors, they're always victors. They're the flower of the nation's manhood. Though we need them, they fight for freedom and to give us all a better world. So when they hear the country calling, they know that they've come before. Like their fathers went before them.
Glenn Miller. The Music of the Star.
Marching home again, hooray, hooray. We'll give him a hearty welcome then, hooray, hooray.
All the men will cheer and the boys will shout. The gals dress up and they'll all turn out.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Get ready for the Jubilee.
Hooray, hooray.
He'll get three cheers from you and me.
Hooray, hooray.
Uncle Sam will prove he's still the champ. He'll close up shop and break up camp.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home.
When Johnny comes marching home.
is Tex Beneke. With the Glenn Miller Band. The Music of the Stars were on the air till high noon central. And all over the world, WRJN.com. Want to welcome our newer station, WRJM Milwaukee. Have you counted the days to Independence Day? America's 250th. With this cold, rainy weather, it's like only 5 weeks away. I think the biggest parade in the state of Wisconsin has to be in Racine. If you can think of another one, please let me know. This is the Music of the Stars. That was Nelson Riddle. That was Chow Call right there. Swung. As only Nelson could do it. Great book on the life of Nelson Riddle. I'm a big admirer. September in the Rain, the book. One of his latest hits was with the return of swing, to the Red Hot Airwaves.
Beneath the summer morning sky, where lake winds proudly blow, the bands strike up in Racine Town, and red, white, blue hearts glow. From Main Street down to Monument Square, the cheering crowds all say,
God bless this land of liberty on Independence Day. Wave the flag forever high, hear the trumpets proudly play. Racine is marching strong and free on this grand 4th of July.
250 years of dreams from sea to shining shore.
America, we sing your praise and love you even more.
The veterans march with steady pride, their medals gleam in the sun, while children laugh and grab the candy, and everyone joins in the fun. The drums roll out, the fire trucks shine, the old parade rolls on. Of dreams from sea to shining shore.
America, we sing your praise and love you even more.
From Valley Forge to Gettysburg, from Normandy to space, the spirit of this nation shines in every smiling face. And by the shores of Michigan, where freedom's banners fly,
Racine salutes the USA beneath the fireworks sky.
So raise your voices, young and old, let every bell be rung, for liberty still lights the way and keeps our country strong. Through every trial we have stood tall, united hand in hand.
250 glorious years across this mighty land. Wave the flag forever high, let the stars and stripes unfurl. The world.
250 years of hope, and still our hearts restore.
America, sweet liberty, will march forevermore. Wave the
Here's Joey Heatherton. Of the Star, these are all when songwriters wrote music about veterans and about wars and about peacetime. Thank you. Lawrence Welk and his Sparkling Springs. That's from Germany. There was Helmut Zacharias had a hit with that with his violin. And one of five chartered orchestral recordings of When the White Lilacs Bloom Again. Here's Minnie Pearl. The Music of the Star.
What is an American, anyway? Well, he yells for the government to balance the budget, then takes his last dime to make him a down payment on his car. He whips the enemy nations, then gives them the shirt off his back. He yells for speed laws that'll stop fast driving, and then won't buy a car unless it'll make 100 miles an hour. He gets scared to death if we vote $1 billion for education. But he's cool as a cucumber when he finds out we're spending $3 billion a year on tobacco. He gripes about the high price of the things he has to buy. Gripes still more about the low price of things he has to sell. He'll get mad at his wife for not running their home with the efficiency of a hotel, then get mad at the hotel for not operating like a home. He'll spend half a day looking for vitamin pills to make him live longer, then drive 90 miles an hour on slick pavement to make up for time lost. He'll fall out with his wife over her cooking, then go on a fishing trip and swallow half-fried potatoes, burnt fish, and gritty creek water coffee made in a rusty bucket and think it's good. He'll work hard on the farm so he can move into town, so he can make money, so he can move back on the farm. He's the only fella in the world who'll pay 50 cents to park while he eats a 25-cent sandwich. He likes to cuss his government, but gets fighting mad if somebody else does it. We're the folks that have more food to eat than any other place in the world, and more diets to keep us from eating it. We're the most ambitious people on earth. We run from morning till night to keep our earning power up with our yearning power. We're supposed to be the most Christian nation on earth, but still can't deliver a payroll without an armored guard. But we're pretty nice folks. Calling a citizen of the United States a real American is the best compliment you can pay him.
Who plays music from the Chocolate Soldier anymore? Mantovani.
Thank you. over our great land.
America is still my home, sweet home. But where have all our heroes gone?
I saw a group of boys the other day standing in the corner of a playground, looking and laughing at a magazine. And I overheard one of the boys say, "Man, is he ever cool." And he pointed to the man whose picture was on the magazine cover. And everybody kind of said under their breath, "Yeah, he's cool, all right." And I got sick to my stomach, because I'd seen the cover. And the man that they were talking about had instigated a riot in one of our major cities last summer. And the magazine was writing about how the police were unkind to him, the judges were unfair with him, and how he talked back and slung his long hair about and cussed and did his thing. And they made him into a regular hero. And inside this magazine was the story of the baseball player who got involved with the gamblers, of the football player who said that football was not the end, just a means to an end, meaning the girls and the good times. And a story of the folk singer who proudly claims to be both a member of a party alien to our government and a non-taxpaying citizen. These young boys read with open eyes and open minds. And I thought to myself, my God, are these the people that these young boys look up to? Are these their idols? Are these the heroes of the now generation?
America is still my home, sweet home. But where?
If you love Paul Harvey's stories and the rest of the story, subscribe now. It was nearing midday when the Port Huron to Detroit train groaned to a halt in front of the Mount Clemens station. The train vendor, a young man who sold newspapers and candy to the passengers, stepped out onto the platform to stretch his legs. He squinted his eyes. He watched the heat waves shimmer up from the tracks ahead. The summer sun was beating down so fiercely you dared not touch the rails. A voice called, "Hello." It was Jim McKenzie, the station master. Jim had been a family friend since his days at Point Edward. The vendor went to the station house to chat for a while and then walked out onto the platform again. He looked back down the tracks to the adjacent rails where the Grand Trunk freight usually passed on its way from Detroit. Then in the distance he saw something moving yet indistinguishable through the glare. It was something moving slowly out into the gravel rail bed. The vendor squinted harder. That something was a child. And then it all started happening at once. The train whistled. The sound of an approaching engine, full speed. The small child, apparently oblivious to the danger, was tottering over the first rail and then plopped right into the middle of the tracks. The vendor looked back at the station house. No time to call for help. No time for anything but to run. So the vendor ran. Didn't even stop to drop his newspapers. They just flew out of his arms as he shot in the direction of the imperiled youngster. The freight was in sight now, reeling out of the nearby curve and bearing down fast. The vendor was close. But was he close enough? A few yards now, but so was the train. A few yards away, the vendor leaped forward the rest of the way, managed to grab that child in midair, rolled over the rail bed, and away from the tracks just in time. After the speeding train had passed, the station master arrived out of breath, and then they both realized, there in the gradually waning horror and waxing relief, both realized, the youngster who had wandered out onto the tracks unaware was James McKenzie, Jr., little Jimmy McKenzie, the station master's own not quite 3-year-old son. Well, the happy ending did not end there. For station master Jim, who was not a rich man, nevertheless struggled to concoct a fitting reward that he could offer. And later he approached the train vendor with an offer, telegraphy lessons, and a job recommendation for a telegrapher position at Stratford Junction. Well, the train vendor gratefully accepted Jim's offer, became a telegrapher, and the whole world knows the rest. But now when you hear that young man's name, I hope you'll picture him as a 15-year-old candy vendor who turned hero in the summer of 1862, and whose first professional break in the burgeoning field of electricity came as a result. for it was he who grew up to become the universally revered giant, Thomas Edison. And now you know.
Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine. You always walked one step behind. I was the one with all the glory, you were the one with all the strength. A beautiful face without a name, a beautiful smile to hide the pain. You're my hero. Everything I would like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. For you are the wind.
Of course. the wind beneath my
knee. I'm going to sing you a song that is dedicated actually to my late wife.
Colin, I think it's extraordinary you've come here. The stage is yours.
Thank you very much.
It must have been cold there in my shadow. See sunlight on your face. You did your best to make me shine. You always walked a step behind. I was the one with all the glory. Everything that I'd like to be, I could fly higher than an eagle, 'cause you are the wind beneath my wings. Appeared to go unnoticed, but I have it all here in my heart. I want you to know, I know the truth. I would be nothing without you. You're my hero, and everything that I'd like to be, I could fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath.
That's a war veteran.
Juice,
Colin Thackeray. Took to the stage to sing a heartfelt rendition. Dedicated to his late wife, there wasn't a dry eye. In the room, the music of the stars.
Thank you. It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Sed nomine, sed nomine.
This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wishing you all of us, a contemplative Memorial Day. We'll be back after NBC News. Welcoming our new news provider, the National Broadcasting Company. Here's Nelson Riddle. Back in 7 minutes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.